This is Radio Ghana, the news read by Mercy Sowa. Government asked to address operational challenges facing the country's ports. NADMO has cautioned the Ashanti region to take steps to prevent a cholera outbreak in the region. Archbishop Desmond Tutu has called for maximum restraint in the raging Ivorian political crisis. Parliamentary elections in Nigeria has again been postponed for the second time in 3 days. The General Manager of Corporate Planning at the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Wisdom Sebefia, has called on government to address the operational challenges facing the country's ports to make it a regional hub for West Africa. Challenges such as infrastructural capacity, inadequate funds for development, inadequate space for development, and difficulty with cargo clearing procedures are hampering activities of the ports and harbors. Mr. Sebefia was speaking at a professional development program organized by the Tema branch of the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport. We bring you a news desk report.
The General Manager of Corporate Planning at the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Wisdom Sebefia, said volumes of uncleared cargo, congestions of trucks, and lack of competition in the stevedoring business due to cargo allocation are the other challenges facing the port authorities. He urged government to inject the needed capital into the operations of the two major ports in the country to provide the necessary infrastructure for development and expansion. Speaking on the topic, promoting Ghana ports as a regional hub, Mr. Sebefia pointed out that GPHA has the potential of developing the Tema port into a regional container hub and the Takoradi port into a regional oil and gas service hub. He is of the view that if the numerous challenges facing the ports are addressed by the authorities, the facilities will be in a position to provide world-class services. The communications manager of Talo Oil Ghana, Gehat Edemensa, suggested the relocation of people whose houses are sitting on the project lines at the Jubilee field. Mr. Mensa said Jubilee Project, a partnership among 6 oil companies, held process for the development of Ghana's infant oil industry. The president of CILT, Tema, Sama J, said the institute would hold an excellence award this year to honor members, individuals, and organizations whose contributions had impacted positively on the maritime industry.
That was the news desk report. President John Atta Mills has directed ministers of public service organizations to submit performance scoreboards and report on the status of implementation of government programs. He also tasked the Policy Monitoring and Evaluation Unit of his office to intensify its monitoring and evaluation roles in order to draw his attention to areas of lapses for immediate attention. President Mills gave the directive in a speech read on his behalf at the 5th Conference of the Public Service Chief Executives, Chief Directors and Chairmen of Governing Boards and Councils in Kofodia. Here's a report by Gloria Atiase.
The Chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, who read the speech on behalf of President Mills, noted that despite the significant progress in economic growth, the country is still faced with some challenges. These include the low levels of investment and productivity of the informal sector, huge infrastructure gaps, especially in education, energy, health, water, sanitation, and roads, and poor performance of state-owned enterprises. He explained that policies and programs must be developed in order to address the issues of growth, development, and job creation. President Mills mentioned the recent discovery of oil as an opportunity that must be seized to address the economic programs. The Eastern Regional Minister, Dr. Kwesi Appiah-Kubi, reminded the participants of their tasks to ensure that their staff discharge their duties effectively and in accordance with the rules and regulations governing their profession. He urged them to provide honest and impartial information to enable political leaders to make informed decisions on topical issues.
Gloria Tiasi's report. Former President Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings says he'll see to it that circumstances surrounding the death of Tamale youth Adam Safiano are thoroughly investigated and justice served. Former President Rawlings made the promise when he called on the family of the deceased in Tamale yesterday. The former president urged all those who witnessed the incident to assist with investigations. Here's a news desk report.
Adam Safiano died in a disturbance in Tamale during a demonstration over the release of 14 suspects in the Yana murder trial last Tuesday. Former President Rawlings, who is in Tamale on a visit after the incident, assured them that the security agencies would investigate the death and come out with the truth. He cautioned against fabrications of the facts and donated a cash amount to the family. The head of the family, Kukugu Al-Hassan Idi, expressed the family's appreciation to the former president for sharing their sorrow, describing his visit as a surprise. He appealed to the security agencies to ensure that whenever they are called upon to maintain peace, they would exercise extreme caution and not fire live ammunition either to kill or scare away people. Mr. Al-Hassan said, rather than shoot in the air, the soldier who shot Safiano pointed his gun at the demonstrators and fired. The head of the family said he had also passed on the family's concerns to the municipal chief executive of Tamale, Alhaji Friday, who attended the funeral of Safiano. Safiano left behind a wife and two children.
That was a news desk report. The National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, has cautioned residents of the Ashanti region to act firmly in promoting good hygiene to prevent the outbreak of cholera. A statement signed by the Ashanti Regional NADMO coordinator, Vivian Akumia, asked residents to report early at health facilities when they have serious and frequent discharge of clear watery stool and vomiting. We bring you a news desk report.
The outbreak of cholera has taken toll in some regions, including the Greater Accra, Upper West and Eastern regions. The quick spread of the disease is blamed on poor hygienic conditions and the consumption of food that is poorly prepared. The Ashanti Regional NADMO coordinator, Vivian Akomia, has called on residents to wash their hands thoroughly with soap anytime they visit the toilet. They must, as a preventive measure, wash all vegetables and other edibles before consumption. Mrs. Akumia advised that all foods be eaten in its warm state and also covered properly. She reminded the public that the germs which causes cholera are in human feces and asked that residents distance themselves from infested toilets, drains and refuse dumps. Mrs. Akumia called on the public to watch out for relatives who have serious and frequent discharge of clear watery stools and vomiting and endeavor to report for medical attention.
A news desk report. The Director of Public Health Department of the AMA, Dr. Simpson Enimboatin, has attributed the increase in cholera cases to indiscipline among Ghanaians. He said the people have turned drains in the city into waste dump sites, while others have turned toilet facilities into cubicles. Dr. Enimboatin was speaking on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point. He disclosed that a survey conducted at
the government will gather compelling.
Dr. Boateng spoke against the practice of self-medication and urged Ghanaians to report to health facilities whenever they experience symptoms of diarrhea. The head of the disease control unit at Ghana Health Service, Dr. Che Farid, called on the media to educate the public on the need to observe good personal hygiene. He said the Ghana Health Service has put in place measures to prevent visitors to health facilities from getting infected when they visit hospitals. The head of Animal Products and Safety Unit of the Food and Drugs Board, Dr. Mushebu Mohamed Alfa, advised the public to be conscious of the personal hygiene as it's one of the best means of preventing the cholera outbreak. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The Prime Minister of Cote d'Ivoire's internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara has said the time is right for a rapid offensive against the country's main city, Abidjan. Guillaume Soro said days of clashes in the city had sown panic among troops loyal to incumbent Laurent Gbagbo. He urged Ivorians to trust in Mr. Ouattara's forces. Earlier, the UN urged Mr. Ouattara to investigate hundreds of deaths, blamed partly on his supporters. As many as 1,000 people were killed in the western town of Duokwe last week after fighting between forces loyal to Mr. Gbagbo and Mr. Ouattara. Archbishop Desmond Tutu has added his voice to the call for Cote d'Ivoire to settle its political crises. Desmond Tutu called on the two rival forces to exercise restraint since the lives of innocent people are involved in the quest to seek political power. Nigeria has postponed its parliamentary election for the second time since last Saturday. The vote was initially due to take place last Saturday, but staff and papers failed to materialize at polling stations around the country. After first calling the election off until Monday, officials further delayed it until Saturday. The Election Commission's decision means presidential and state elections have also been pushed back. The postponement has been blamed on political interference, which sparked chaos on the voting day. The elections are seen as a vital test of Nigeria's democratic credentials. Announcing the second delay, Electoral Chief Atahiru Jiga said the decision had the backing of all political parties. Radio Ghana News continues with editorials after this break.
Radio Ghana News, networking the 10 regions of the country. We are Crystal.
Sally Bosman brings you editorials of the papers.
The Daily Graphic takes issue with some media houses which use their platforms to attack and defame people. The paper reminds such media houses of the case of Rwanda, where a commentary on radio brought about genocide. Thus, the paper says, demonstrates that the media, if not moderated with due regard to ethical standards, can be a lethal weapon of destruction. The Graphic therefore cautions journalists not to be cynical in their reportage, but rather be circumspect. The Public Agenda says it is unthinkable that a country which is touted as the Star of Africa and a middle-income one should experience a cholera outbreak almost every year. The paper says it is even more shocking in this year of medical breakthroughs that this year the outbreak has reached epidemic levels. The Public Agenda acknowledges measures being taken to address the problem, including an allocation of 5 million Ghana cedis to deal with it and the educational campaigns by NGOs. While welcoming these measures, the paper, however, describes them as ad hoc and proposes more comprehensive measures to deal with the basic problem of sanitation. The Ghanaian Times expresses frustration at the amount of money spent in organizing funerals and at the guise of providing decent burials for our dead. The paper says, as a nation, we believe in the observance of proper funeral rites for our dead as a sign of respect, but that should not be at the expense of matters that affect the living. It is for this reason that the Times commends the Catholic Archdiocese of Kumasi for taking steps to reduce expenditure on the celebration of Christian funerals in the Catholic Church. The paper believes that if churches which play a major role in organizing funerals would use their influence over members to preach constantly against expensive and lavish funerals, the nation will make more rapid progress. The Today newspaper revisits the subject of whether the president has plans of cleansing the judiciary. The paper says the subject has come up again after the acquittal and discharge of 14 Abudus charged with the murder of Yana Yakubu Andani. It states that since the ruling, some NDC members have heavily descended on the judiciary, calling for it to be cleansed. The Today newspaper expresses disappointment at the president's meeting with Andani chiefs, sending a clear signal of his support for the Andanis. The paper states that until the two major political parties in the country separate themselves from the Yana murder, an amicable solution to the matter can never be found.
To end the news, the main points again. Government has been asked to address operational challenges facing the country's ports. NADMO has cautioned the Ashanti region to take steps to prevent a cholera outbreak in the region. Archbishop Desmond Tutu has called for maximum restraint in the raging Ivorian political crisis, and parliamentary elections in Nigeria have been postponed for the second time in 3 days. That ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.